Okay, so we sort of dealt with things here. Now we're at the audience participation segment of our agenda. Is there an audience out there?
You've lost most of it.
No, I'm sorry. Who is awake? We are going to set a record. The record is three hours and 40 minutes. We're already beyond it.
Michael, I have something else.
We don't have time for you. Yeah, yes, ma'am. Go for it.
So I just wanted to say there were some questions about response, and I wanted to elaborate just so all the board members know. Our model, we're talking about, you know, matching Orcas and Lopez, their response model with San Juan's response model. So Orcas and Lopez have their medics stationed in the facility. And basically, like, Orcas has their medics there 2 days a week, and then they have 6 days off. They don't have any double coverage. So they basically work an average of 8 days a month. The medics here work 13 days a month. And we're willing to do that because we do sleep at home, and it affords our community with double coverage 238 days out of the year. So, you know, we've talked as medics and staff and negotiations with the union of what serves our community better. And as medics, we've all felt very strongly that providing that double coverage, especially because 24% of our calls happen within 10 minutes of each other, affords our community, the size of our community almost never has double medic coverage. You know, it's just not affordable. So the fact that we're able to offer that to our community is, I think, exemplary. And so also with those fatigue assessments, because we're double covered, we have the opportunity to sleep in or have the other medic take the call when needed. So I just felt like that was important to group with what we discussed earlier, and that didn't get said, so that's my community participation.
So my bottom line is, do you, as a group, and I'm sure you've discussed this many times, do you feel like you're overworked and you're self-sacrificial in having this precious double coverage?
I think it's a really good balance between what we need and what we can offer the community.
And it's sustainable.
I think that the community gets a good deal, and I think we're happy.
Okay.
I think it's sustainable, and I think it serves our community incredibly well.
Thank you, Wisha. Appreciate it. Anyone else from public want to make a comment? You're limited to 15 minutes.
You're limited to minus 3 minutes.
No, 15 minutes, because Weishan doesn't count, so we still have the whole 15 minutes. Okay, so next week, going to unfinished business. I understand there was no CCC meeting on Elisa, so you have no report, and so the first real report is committee report with regards to EMS and Fire District 3, Commissioner Smith.
Okay, so on August 6th, we had a training certification subcommittee meeting. The people present were Commissioner Appleton, Chief Martin, Training Officer Weishan Coons, Board Recording Secretary Nathan Butler, DOH Representative Katie Holstein, and myself. Dr. Sullivan was absent. The two major concerns we addressed were a pending issue regarding the ordering of controlled substances, and we talked about paramedic CME training compliance. With regard to ordering controlled substances, the DOH rep said that she would need to talk with the Assistant Attorney General and get back to us with an answer about how to resolve the situation. She's since talked with the AAG, she's talked to Dr. Sullivan, and she's talked to me. We are going to schedule another meeting so that the subcommittee can be there, and she will put some of the findings in writing. The verbal outcome of those three conversations were that until a new delegate is hired, if the agency needs drugs, the NPD will provide for that. With regard to the issue of training compliance, the DOH rep said she would also talk with the Assistant Attorney General and get back to us. And since this meeting, she stated that when she called Dr. Sullivan and myself, that the four medics are in compliance with OTIP as opposed to CME, and that as they are currently up to date, as long as they continue to meet the revised OTEP plan, they may recertify in the OTEP method. So those two issues were addressed. And we will be scheduling another meeting to finalize these issues and get comments in writing from her also.
Okay, very good.
I have a question. And we also discussed that, Jerry, you were going to now communicate with DOH about your certification. That's what I heard at this earlier today.
I just heard that just.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Good.
So these were the two main. So there were two or three other small issues that we talked about, but didn't do anything with them.
So I actually introduced Rebecca, the EMS Fire District 3 talks, and you didn't mention it. So I would like to mention that the next Citizens Advisory Group meeting is Wednesday, the 29th at 6:30 p.m., and the public is invited. We encourage that, actually.
Well, actually, the next one's in 1 minute.
No, the actual.
Well, unless you want to leave us, and I don't recommend you do that because we are very entertaining.
One of them already did.
Okay, so you're right. And that is at the PhD office then, Pam?
It is.
Okay, so if you happen to miss the one tonight, there's one on the 29th. Same time, same place. And next is committee report.
Okay.
Sorry. What's that, Warren?
The dump will take it. There is a noon needle out, and I'm going to talk to the pharmacy about supplying this that automatically locks itself and covers the needle so that we don't, and see if we can get the pharmacy to cover this, see what the cost is.
Right.
Group Health supplies these when you order through them, and it locks so you can't get, well, you shouldn't be able to get back to the needle. I broke it just to play with it.
You have to actually plunge it all the way in, and then it retracts it when you get to the end of...
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to show it.
Is there a cap like thing on that way, Sean, normally? Because this needle was hanging out in the greaser.
They're capped.
No, it locks. I just didn't do it all the way because I wanted to show you how it worked.
Oh, okay.
But it locks.
Oh, okay.
It just locked. Now you can't get it back.
Okay, good.
But I didn't lock it because I'm a kid.
Well, you want to play with it later.
No.
Okay.
But we'll see if the pharmacy can carry them and see if we can make that, and that would help a lot.
Thank you.
To the pharmacy.
Next on the agenda is new business. We have passed on the revised, or actually punted it. And the next is Resolution 18-493, surplus of equipment for the full medical center. Pam Hutchins, please.
Yes, this is a resolution because we need to surplus. We're going through all the equipment and stuff on the potential sale, the 45-day period ending September 8th. So we went through and looked at all of the equipment and cataloged it back on the second page, and then I also got my statement notarized by a notary, and it's on the original that you will sign, and that's what the resolution is about.
I move Resolution 18-493.
Second. That we accept that resolution, and I second that. Any discussion?
No.
Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you, Board. The next is Resolution 18-494, Superintendent's Job Description, Delegated Powers Document. We've had a longstanding committee consisting of Commissioner Schwinge and Commissioner Appleton. So who wants to take the lead on that? Mark?
As you said, this has been in process for quite a while, and this document, as I understand it, is ready to go. And are you satisfied with the document?
Yes, and I am.
Apple, are you also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I believe we're ready for approval.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah, I move the approve of resolution 18-494.
Very good.
A second.
We have a second and a third and
the fifth.
Discussion time. Any discussion?
We've had ample time to review it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's solid, and we want to thank both you, Warren, and Mark for your arduous work on this. It's you're carving new territory, and I think you've done a fantastic job. So.
And Pam, too.
Yeah, I guess Pam, too. Of course, Pam, too.
I move that we table resolution.
No, wait a second. We need to vote on this.
Okay, well, you, I know we're set.
With your permission, sir, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Annalisa, did you say
aye.
Yes? Okay, unanimous. And?
I move that we table 18-495 because
it's
I just need to review it more. I need to review the basis of it. I've only reviewed with Chief Martin and Mark the box of delegated things and haven't had really time to review the substance of the job description.
Second.
And I'd like more time to do that.
Second.
Okay. Any comments?
Are you guys going to meet and then send it out?
That's the plan.
But their methodology is up to them. I mean, they're the committee.
No, okay. I'll retract that. So my question is, really?
Table till next month.
I'm sorry.
Table till next month.
Next month okay. is the timeline, right?
Next month.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. The board in favor of that? I'll say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mark?
Yeah.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Motion, or resolution rather, will be tabled until the September meeting. With no further business at hand, I adjourn this meeting. Thank you.